You're getting ready to kick off Farm Progress Show tomorrow morning bright and early. What are some of the big things that folks are excited about and talking about here this year?
Well, you know, a lot of things. We haven't had field demonstrations for 2 years, so everybody's excited to watch the combines roll at 11 o'clock tomorrow. The expansion has been a big success. A lot of existing exhibitors to grow and bring in new exhibitors. Drone demonstrations, new product introductions, just a lot of activity, a lot to see here tomorrow.
Let's talk about those field demonstrations. It's been 2 years since they've been able to see them. You had a pretty stressful start to the growing season here in the Corn Belt. How worried were you that you were not going to have them again this year?
Well, you know, I watched those rains come through, but fortunately the host farmers did a great job. We had all the corn in by tax day. All the corn was in by April 15th. And so, you know, as long as nothing flooded out, we were going to be in good shape. And as long as we got good heat and we were able to get a normal amount of heat units through the summer like we haven't the last two. And it put everything right on pace and everything is perfect for demos this year.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those tech topics, drones. Those are a big thing, UAV demonstrations. How is something like that important to the Farm Progress Show, but also to the farmers that are here taking in that technology and thinking about the future of agriculture?
Well, you know, a lot of the things that a farmer will come look at, it's not something that they're ready to adopt today. You know, everybody's on a different adoption schedule, but it would allow farmers to start to get comfortable with a technology like a drone. You know, a lot of these farmers, this will be the first time they've actually seen one fly. You've heard about it, you've seen it in the magazines, but to see one and then have an opportunity to talk to other farmers who are using them and figure out how they're applying to their operations, and then you can begin to get a vision for how you can adopt one of these technologies.
When we look at Farm Progress Show, it's really an opportunity, one of the largest farm shows in the world. As we talk about it, why is this important to agriculture and really the industry and the farmers that utilize those items?
Well, you know, it's when I talk to somebody who isn't familiar with agriculture, I kind of call it like the Detroit Auto Show for farming, meaning it's where the big guns come out and they show off their latest things. You know, you look at a John Deere who's unveiling their 9RX track tractor at the show this year, or a Kawasaki that's unveiling a new mule. You know, we're fortunate enough that they use this platform and the audience that we draw to show off the latest and greatest to the farmers.
3 days. What are things we need to keep in mind, think about as we're making our way to the show this year?
Well, I would suggest head to the website, go to farmprogressshow.com, make your plan. It's a big show site, so you're going to want to do a little research ahead of time and make sure you make a checklist of all the things you want to see. You can buy advance tickets there at a discount. Follow the direction of the traffic, folks. We've got a smooth route in and out. Looks like we're going to have nice warm weather, so bring a little extra water, and we should have three good days.